From my secret sins, cleanse me, O Lord. Words taken from the communion verse of today's Mass on this Monday of the fourth week of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, as we did several times last week, we compare especially the introit of the Mass with the communion, today's Mass, both of which are composed in the mysterious fourth mode. The first, we are very much to understand to be the voice of our Lord, the communion verse, rather, of his disciple, each individual, that is, each of us. The introit of today's Mass is taken from the 53rd Psalm, a psalm which historically has been of great importance in the liturgy of the Church. It is especially used in cases when we are to take up arms against the evil one, and the Church, especially in times past, considered it of supreme importance to recite this psalm at the beginning of the day. This remains the case even in the divine office as it exists in the 20th century. However, it was even more so the case historically in the old cursus romanus, that is, the order of the psalms that had existed from antiquity, almost entirely untouched up until the reforms that began at the beginning of the 20th century. The morning office of the Church, that is, the office of prime, the office, that short office, which is very much like Compline, which ends the day. At the office of prime, we were to rise and always begin the cycle of psalms throughout our day with this 53rd psalm. Save me, O God, by thy name, and deliver me by thy strength. O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and the mighty have sought after my soul. We are to understand these to be the words of our Savior himself when he is about to engage in an exercise of just anger and in his combat against wickedness, which he finds at the house of God. For it is on this day that we hear the gospel, which we have already heard, but we hear it today from the Gospel of St. John, where our Lord goes into the temple and cleanses it of the money changers and cries out, make not my Father's house a house of traffic. We will hear this psalm again, placed in the mouth of our Savior, as we approach Holy Week. During the time of the Passion as well, we will hear our Lord using this psalm and employing it as he approaches the moment of his most bitter suffering and death. It is tied, though, today to the communion verse, from my secret sins cleanse me, O Lord, and from those of others spare thy servant. How are these two connected? The fathers of the Church have always understood that today's epistle, taken from the third book of Kings, and the gospel are to be applied in a moral sense to the individual soul. In the book of Kings, we hear of the great wisdom of Solomon, who built the first temple, judging these two women who are striving before him because one of their sons has died during the night, and they are fighting over to whom the living one belongs. He then commands for a sword to be brought and for the child to be cut in two. At that moment, the true mother cries out, no, please spare him and let the other have it. While the one who's only a false mother says, no, let him be cut in half. And so Solomon then knows to whom the child really belongs and returns him to his mother. This striving among mothers is to be understood by the fathers as a striving within the human soul. It is a striving, who is our true mother? Our Holy Mother, the Church, during Lent is striving to claim us back, to claim each of our souls back for Christ. But our false mother, the world, strives just as valiantly to keep us in her bosom. Then we begin to understand why this cleansing of the temple in the time of our Lord is tied into this communion verse, "From my secret sins, cleanse me." It is actually a prayer for our Savior himself to descend into our souls and to cleanse them and chase out wickedness, just as he did in the temple of his time. He told the men of that time, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He spoke of the temple of his body. Now he speaks of the temple of our souls, for each of our souls is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Trinity is to dwell in each of our souls by grace. It is only our Lord, then, who can come and drive out all things which vie for the love of God. "From my secret sins, then, cleanse me, O Lord. From those of others, spare thy servant. O God, save me in my strength. Save thee in thy strength, and in thy name deliver me. Hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to the words of my mouth. For yes, strangers have indeed risen up, strangers within my soul, and the mighty have sought after it. Thou alone, O Lord, canst deliver it."